Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. And welcome to our service of worship on this first Sunday in Lent. Our homilist today is Chancellor Janet Warren. And now, let us prepare our hearts for a time of worship and connection with God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have again brought us together to praise you for your goodness and to ask your blessing. Give us grace to see your hand in the week that is past and your purpose in the week to come. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Dear friends in Christ, as we turn our hearts and minds to worship Almighty God, let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done, by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we might delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Merciful God, grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This is the Collect for the first Sunday in Lent. Almighty God, whose Son fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are but did not sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in submission to your Spirit, that as you know our weakness, so we may know your power to save. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, beginning at the 26th verse. When you have come into the land that the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess, and you possess it and settle in it, you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground which you harvest from the land the Lord your God is giving you, and you shall put it in a basket and go to the place that the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at the time and say to him, Today I declare to the Lord your God that I have come into the land and that the Lord swore to our ancestors to give us. And the priest takes the basket from your hand and sets it down before the altar of the Lord your God. You shall make this response before the Lord your God. A wandering Aramean was my ancestor. He went down into Egypt and lived there as an alien, few in number, and there he became a great nation, mighty and populous. When the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, the Lord, the God of our ancestors, the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power, with signs and wonders. And he brought us into this place, gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now I bring the first of the fruit of the ground you, O Lord, have given me. You shall set it down before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. Then you, together with the Levites and the aliens who reside among you, shall celebrate with all the bounty that the Lord your God has given you and to your house. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between elections is Psalm 91. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Those who love me I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life, I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. Gracious God, in times of anxiety and stress, teach us to wait in quietness for your protection and defense, made known to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 10, beginning with the 8th verse. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart and so is justified. And one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel, Luke 4:1-13. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days. And when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command the stone to become a loaf of bread. Jesus answered him, it is written, one does not live by bread alone. Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, to you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me. And I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered him, it is written, worship the Lord of God and serve him only. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you. And on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, it is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Holy Spirit, take my words and speak to each of us according to our need. Good morning, everyone. Today's gospel from Luke is, and no surprise here, another one of my favorites. I seem to have so many. This passage is about the strength of Jesus himself. a strength we likely would not have possessed ourselves. In today's gospel, Jesus has spent 40 days in the desert with no food, although I did read in one version that he at least drank from some small streams. Can you imagine that? 40 days without food? And what happens next? In his weakened state, Jesus encounters the devil. And what does the devil do? He does what the devil does best. He tempts Jesus in the devil's nature to do so. And what an amazing prize if he can win it. The Son of God himself. This is a tough situation because Jesus is physically in a weakened state. I'm sure that the devil figures it's the best time to catch Jesus off guard. Who would not be tempted with food after a 40-day fast? We all know that Jesus can change the rocks to bread, as the devil asks, but under no circumstances does Jesus want to do the bidding of the devil. So his physical state may be weakened, but his spiritual strength is most certainly not. The devil actually tempts Jesus three times. Both Matthew and Luke describe the three tests in their Gospels. In the first test, the devil is suggesting that Jesus changes the rocks to bread to get rid of the hunger. And then Jesus is tempted with all the kingdoms of the world to be given to him, promises him power and wealth, and still Jesus refuses him. The final temptation described is when the devil takes Jesus to the top of the temple and suggests that Jesus just let himself fall off the temple to be saved from crashing to the ground by angels. Another refusal. Three temptations, three refusals. What does Jesus say to refuse him? Well, for the offer of bread, Jesus says, one does not live by bread alone. For the offer of power and wealth, Jesus says, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. And for the temptation of falling into the arms of the angels, Jesus says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Three tests, three refusals. Would any of us have that kind of strength? Probably not. A couple of years ago, I wrote some children's books, four actually, and each of them has six Bible stories. In the stories, I tell some of the events in the Bible from the point of view of an animal. In the fourth book entitled More Animals of the New Testament, I tackle the very story of the temptation of Jesus, the very event described in this gospel today. The animal character I chose to describe the event was a scorpion. The scorpion seemed appropriate because their sting can cause death, like the sting of the devil. And likely you've heard the story of the scorpion and the frog. I understand this fable appeared first in 1944 in a book called The Hunter of the Pamirs, a novel of adventure in Soviet Central Asia by Georgi Tushkin. The gist of the story is that the frog agrees to take the scorpion across the water on his back. It's a risk, of course, but the scorpion insists that he will not sting the frog because it will doom them both to drowning. Well, I'm sure you know what happens. The scorpion stings the frog and dooms them both. But when asked why, the scorpion says, I couldn't help it. In my nature. That's why I chose the scorpion to be the character to follow Jesus as the devil tempted him. It's in the nature of the scorpion to provide the sting, and it's in the nature of the devil to provide the temptation. In my story, Jesus manages to both avoid the sting of the scorpion and the temptations of the devil, the same as in the Bible. I hate to give away the ending, but the scorpion is so impressed with Jesus that he rejects every temptation from that devil, that after Jesus dismisses the devil, the scorpion follows Jesus until he's safely away from the devil and in the arms of the comforting angel. Every temptation was rejected. I agree with the scorpion. That's pretty darn impressive. So if the devil were to tempt you with food, power and wealth, or proof of your saving angels, would you have the strength to say no thanks? It's tough out there. There are many, many temptations, and some may be okay to accept. Who am I to refuse the perfect meal, or better still, the perfect dessert? But some temptations may be designed to tempt you into worlds that you really don't want to become part of, like overindulging in drugs or alcohol, or the temptation of violent gangs that often attract young adults. On our best day, it's usually pretty easy to refuse a temptation. But what if we were in a weakened state like Jesus was? If you were in his shoes, well, okay, sandals, and hadn't eaten for 40 days and actually could turn the rocks to bread, would you, if the devil asked you to? If you were offered all the wealth and power possible, would you take it? If you could fall off a roof of a building into the arms of angels just because the devil asked you to, would you? Those are some pretty tough questions and pretty tough choices. Choices are something that we encounter every day of our lives. Do we choose, as Jesus did, to stay true to our belief, true to Creator? Or do we choose, as many have, to buy into promises that come with a price tag that we cannot afford? And I mean that figuratively, not literally, although sometimes that happens too. If I were offered wealth and power, truthfully, I probably wouldn't take it. Not so much because I shouldn't, but because I know my own limits. Having said that, for some time, whenever I've had a big decision to make, I've taken it to God in prayer. I know that He will not misdirect me. As I write this, of course, that song comes to me, and now I have that earworm of the old song, What a Friend I Have in Jesus. It was actually written way back in 1868 by Charles Converse. It's as true today as it was then, and I'll try not to sing the words, but here they are, at least some of them. These are two lines from the end of the second verse. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. But seriously, never forget the power of prayer. Jesus used it during those 40 days. And we can and should use it for each and every day. Avoid those temptations. And if they're a challenge, take it to the Lord in prayer. That's how we get our strength. It's given to us by simply asking for it. Take it to the Lord in prayer. As you go through your week, think about the big decisions you have to make. Are you struggling with which decision to choose? Then choose our loving Creator and take your decision choices to Him. But remember to listen long enough for an answer. He will give you an answer. It isn't always the answer we're hoping for, but it's the right answer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts, to which indeed you were called one body.
Time of intercessory prayer. With confidence and trust, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. For the one holy Catholic and apostolic church throughout the world, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the mission of the church, that in faithful witness it may preach the gospel to the end of the earth, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those preparing for baptism and for their teachers and sponsors, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace in the world, that a spirit of respect and reconciliation may grow among nations and peoples, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the poor, the persecuted, the sick, for Reverend Pat and Dave, Phyllis and Pat, Philip and family, Doug, Shane, Bishop Jean, Uncle T, Kathy, Bernadette, for refugees, prisoners, and all in danger, that they may be relieved and protected, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all whom we have injured or offended, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For grace to amend our lives and to further the reign of God, we pray to you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor, and the majesty. For everything in heaven and on earth is yours. All things come from you, and of your own do we give you. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time, with one accord, to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together, you will hear their requests. Fulfill now our desires and petitions, as may best be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come eternal life. For you, Father, are good and loving, and we glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister in this planet and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.